yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to right now more than Mike Brenly. Why? Because he may be the best at his job of any human being that I've ever come across as a replay coach.
Replay coordinator.
That's right. Okay. We've talked to you before, and welcome back. But we are talking to you today because the world of baseball, because I don't know if you know this, we're a national podcast, right? The world of baseball is talking about the play that you were directly involved in on Monday. And that was the shortest home run? No, the shortest home run this year. Mm-hmm. The fourth shortest? And what is this? It was one of the shortest of all time.
Yeah.
The pesky pull.
Yeah.
So, I know that you've done this numerous times for numerous people. I appreciate you taking the time to do this. Take me through, I mean, I could ask you questions, but I think the best way to do it is you just take me through, from your perspective, exactly what happened.
Sure, you know, obviously, Fenway creates some unique opportunities as far as our pesky pull and the fist pull down the other line with the monster, everything like that. So you see things here that you probably will never see again. But when that play happened, my initial thought was just keep your eye on the ball, see what happens with the ball. And when I saw the ball bounce out of his glove, then hit the pole, and then he regained control, and then he lost control, there was a lot of chaos happening. And my initial thought, I did not see the umpire call fair foul, which is probably a bad thing to admit in my job. But once I heard that it was called a foul ball on the field, at that point I knew we had a chance to challenge. So I told Alex, go out and have them get together for a crew chief review on the home run call. Because in my eyes, it was a home run. And when Alex got out and spoke to the umpires, they said, you can't crew chief review a fair foul. Do you want to use your challenge? And at that point, I was on the phone with Ramon and said, absolutely, we're going to challenge, because I knew the ball was 100% fair. So it was either going to be a double or a home run at that point. And then once I saw it hit the pole, for me, it was a home run. So yes, absolutely, we're going
to
challenge that.
So we've talked about this before. It's crazy how little time you have to make the decision. 15 seconds? 15 seconds,
15.
Right? 15 seconds. And it used to be 30. When you first 30, which is like, must seem like an eternity now.
A day,
right? So in this case, you have 15 seconds, but you almost have it queued up, ready to go. Mm-hmm. So it was like 15-14 challenge right away, right?
Yeah, it was quick. It was very quick, and especially once Alex got out there and got together with him, I had even more time to look at it at that point. So I had all my angles, everything ready to go. And they have told us within the replay room, if you have a good angle on something that you're going off of, leave it on your main monitor, because that's the one we'll look at first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found a good angle that had that ball hitting the pole, that's the one I left up. And like I said, I knew it was fair. It was just whether it was going to be a double or a home run at that point.
Is it one? You probably have a few of these of the year where you're just like, I can't believe, like, your initial thing is okay, maybe that's fair, maybe it's foul, and then ultimately it becomes this bigger thing. There's probably a few of those of the course like, wait a second, did I just see that? I mean, was that the case?
It was. You know, like I said, you're going to see plays here that you probably will never see ever again, and especially at not another ballpark. It's just so unique in the angles and everything it gives you. But when I saw it kind of bounce out of his glove, off the pole, back in his glove, and then he lost it again, it was just trying to wrap my mind off of everything that happened. Okay, was it fair foul? Where did it hit? Did it hit the pole first? Did it hit his glove first? Where'd the ball end up? So it was a lot of stuff that happened very quick, but like you said, was already kind of prepared with what I needed to look at, what I wanted to use, and what I told Ramona.
Now, your position in back of the dugout, is that right?
I'm up in the clubhouse now.
Up in the clubhouse, okay. Yeah. So it's not like you can yell down the hallway.
No. Used to be off the cage, but they've since moved us up into the locker room.
But can you see the celebration that they're having when the phone call comes in? Do you have that angle?
Yeah, definitely do. And it's cool. You know, Ramon will re-pick up the phone and I'll hear everyone cheer. And that's ultimately what I want to do, is help the guys get the win. You know, and in that play, hopefully helped us last night. You know, Trevor got the homer. But ultimately, that's kind of my job, is to help the guys get the W. So when you do, you feel a sense of pride, and it helps the team.
I was trying to rack my brain of other unique. Well, I've obviously never seen that. Nobody has. No. And the
maybe earlier this year, the top, hitting the top rung of the ladder in left field, that was a thing. I don't know. But I don't know if anyone other ones jumped to mind where you had that same reaction.
You know, obviously any close play that you get, I always mention the Dom Smith play in Kansas City. Yeah. There's certain plays that stick out in your mind. But as far as Fenway, weird plays, not really. That one last night, like you said, the ladder play, you don't see that ever either. I've been here since 15, and I've never seen a ball hit it. So,
yeah,
just some unique bounces and things that happen here that you got to always be prepared for the unexpected.
Well, the other day you had one. It was, I think it was Romy sliding into second. And he was safe. Right?
Well,
no, but here's the thing. It's like, so we see the replay and we're like, oh, well, that was a good replay. He was called out. You challenge. You obviously challenge for a reason. You think he's safe. But then they come back and they say he's out. Those ones must be like, are we looking at the same thing?
You definitely go home scratching your head some nights when you challenge and, you're for sure that you're going to get it. But, you know, then you kind of look at it and you think, okay, I kind of get what they maybe saw. I jokingly went up to Romy the next day and asked if he had a smaller shoe he could have wore because that's what I think they saw is that maybe a glove clipped his shoe on the way by. But, you know, I've said it before, when you hear the word confirmed is when it really sticks in your heart like that, you're definitely wrong. Like, don't even try it. When it stands, you feel like, okay, you know, I was close. Maybe they didn't see what I saw, but the word confirmed is tough to take.
The last one is, do you guys get together? Do you guys have like a replay coordinator party amongst major league teams?
Haven't, but maybe we should.
I mean, I feel
you're onto something.
I feel like, listen, we could have Cole Tucker's band play at it. It'll be great. But it's, I feel like this is, you guys live such a, I don't know if you talk to other guys at all who do the same job.
Yeah, we're in touch. There's a few guys that I stay in touch with. We had someone here that's now doing it with the Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
We stay in touch a lot. The guy working up in Toronto, we stay in touch. So just always bouncing ideas and thoughts off each other. What did you see here? What did you think here? It's nice, like you said, it's such a little community of us that it's nice to have some people that are in that role with that clock counting down on you that kind of know what you're going through.
Is there an what's the next evolution of this job? 10 seconds to make the call?
I hope not. I mean, I can't imagine it going any further below 15, but I never thought it'd be below 30, so here we are.
Hey, congratulations. Good
job.
Thank you.
Thank you.